You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, chief trader at Kratos Capital. Not much to talk about, Greg, really. Anything on SENS today that you saw?
No, nothing really big. I saw a couple of directors' dealings in Capitec, directors exercising options on shares they got many years ago and selling those. Not huge numbers, but maybe indicating people taking a little bit of risk off the table, really. But yeah, nothing really else on the sense today.
No, Steinhoff Investment Holdings Limited Social and Ethics Committee. I don't know what that is. Nothing really of interest there. South32 Bank. No, in fact, it's absolutely nothing. Greg, let's talk then about the movers. I'll give you the numbers and then you can sort of embellish these numbers with some stories. The banks on the JSE today were flat. Financials down 0.2%, industrial shares 0.6% weaker, retailers down 1%, resources down 1.25%, gold shares down 0.9%, platinum's up 0.9%, and the all share itself a near 0.4% loser. 57,711. And the value traded was a pitiful 15.8 billion. That's the lowest we've had it for a while.
Yeah, that's almost reminiscent of the first couple of weeks of January where we were consistently doing sub-16s and thought, well, that's the way the trend's going to go. And then sort of coming into March, we started doing a lot of 20s, which was what we need. And now perhaps it's the beginning of a new trend. But I think maybe what we're picking up is a lack of fresh news to move the market in either direction. We are treading water a little bit, so 15.8 billion, still a lot of money, but people are uncertain. We've done some recovery work here, but people are uncertain of the way forward.
And of course, we've got the non-farm payrolls data. And I was speaking to an economist yesterday, and actually today, lunchtime, a chap in London, and he said that the number tomorrow, US employment data tomorrow, is going to be very, very important indeed to see if that 20,000 that they created, which disappointed the market a month ago, has started a trend.
Yes, I mean, that's what the market will be holding its breath for. And yeah, I was actually quite surprised. I think it had too many drinks. When I came back and I saw 20,000, I thought, it's a miss by 20,000. But that was the whole number.
The real
I didn't
number,
say that
yeah.
on. Yeah.
Seasonally adjusted, but, of course. And most of you shares on sharenet.co.za today, Greg. Of course, Steinhoff. Then after that, Aspen. Aspen was up about 5% at one stage. Got to 103 or something, I think.
Yeah, frustrating because I sold mine yesterday at 98.50. This morning it started off quite strong, more or less riding on the back of the same story which was across Bloomberg and a couple of other news services later in the day. But sometimes it's timing of these things. People see the front page and they see, oh, this Aspen deal looks a lot closer. So that pushed the share up another 2.4%, just above 100 rand and 36 cents. So well off the lows, but well off the highs as well.
We'll come to the top five and bottom five in a moment as we refresh our screens. But let me give you the currencies and commodities and international markets meanwhile. And the Rand's been all over the place today. It was in the 1420s this morning, and now 1410 against the US dollar. It's 1845 against the British pound and 1583 against the euro, with the euro dollar 112.20, obviously waiting for the jobs numbers tomorrow. Overseas stock markets, so the Dow Jones is up another 0.6% at the moment, 26,380. And in London, the FTSE down 0.2%. And if we get on to commodities, all important commodities for South Africa, the gold price, 1288, which is down $2 an ounce. Platinum's up $30, Greg. We were talking about this yesterday, weren't we? The substitution between palladium and platinum. It really does seem to be a trend emerging here.
It's got some real traction there. It's starting
really
to really, really.
$898 platinum up nearly $30 an ounce, and palladium down $36 to $13.41. What a story. What an unwind.
Yes, certainly. It's been big. That's been a big trend. I'm just quickly jumping back to the non-farm payrolls. I see the forecast is for 175,000.
Yeah.
And previous 20,000. So it is going to be big. It might get me back from lunch a bit earlier.
I think it'll be less than 175,000, but I think the 20,000 from last month will be revised upwards to 70 or something like that. That's my prediction, Greg. Maybe we'll have a little flutter on that tomorrow before you
yes,
go to lunch.
Yes, let's have a look. Yes, I think so. And just looking at some chats, I mean, the JSE, from the end of March up to today is up about 3%. So, although we had a quiet day today, it has been quite a steep recovery.
Mm. a V-shaped recovery, in fact. Greg, let's have a look at those top five up and down. Have you got your ShareNet screen on in front of you now?
Yeah, I'm just refreshing here, so we've got the latest. So it's Aspen, we spoke about, up 2.7. The multi-choice group, up 2.6%. That's 123.40. And I must say, a lot of people looked at it when it was being unbundled from NASPAS and saying, you know, the foreigners are going to be sellers and the thing's going to be under pressure. It did briefly go below 100 Rand, but it's been a really good performance, a nice new share to trade. You know, obviously been a lack of new listings on the JSE for some time. I'm just looking at the value traded today, 266 million. So certainly doing a spot to add to JSE's value offering.
MTN was up 2.5%, Harmony up 2.1%, and Libhold a near 2% gain. On the downside, RCL, that was down about 8% at one stage, the old rainbow chickens, down 4% on the close. Exaro down 3.5%, Hyprop down 3.25%, Clicks down 3%, and Mr. Price. So two retailers at the bottom there, Greg, despite the strong rand.
Yeah, Clicks is a bit of a mystery. There's a stock which people like to try and go short, and it never seems to come down really. But today, for some reason, they sold it off down 4%. So unusual that.
Anything else that you saw outside of those bottom five, top five we've just described?
No, nothing really. It's kind of a lackluster day, really. There's been nothing to really move the markets.
Okay, well, in that case, we won't force it. We'll speak in the morning for the opening. That was Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with ShareNet.co.za.